National poll, Elizabeth Warren surges, Kamala Harris nosedives. By Hannah Blow on September 4, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, is closing the gap on Joe Biden, D, and Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, is continuing to experience a nosedive, according to an Economist/YouGov poll released Wednesday. The poll, taken September 1 to 3, 2019, among 1,500 U.S. citizens, 1,069 registered voters, found Biden continuing to lead the crowded primary field with 26% support from Democrat primary voters. Warren, however, is closing the gap, coming just 5 points behind Biden with 21% support. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, who has been battling Warren for second place, came in third with 14% support. While Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, has been consistently coming in fourth place, Mayor Pete Buttigieg took that position with 6% support. Harris garnered just 5% support, a massive fall from the double-digit numbers she saw following the first Democrat debate. Both Andrew Yang, D, and Representative Tulsi Gabbard, D high, saw 3% each, and the remaining candidates garnered 2% support or less. 12% of Democrat primary voters said they were not sure who they would vote for if the election were held today. The margin of error is +3.1% for registered voters and +2.6% when adjusted for weighting. Numbers slightly vary due to political polls pulling from the Economist/YouGov's registered voter column, not the likely Democrat voter column, specifically. Harris's free fall worsened after Gabbard grilled her prosecutorial record during the second Democrat debate in Detroit. Harris dismissed her attacks at the time, suggesting that Gabbard was acting out of desperation due to her low poll numbers. "This is going to sound immodest, but I'm obviously a top-tier candidate. And so, I did expect that I would be on the stage and take hits tonight because there are a lot of people that are trying to make the stage for the next debate," Harris told CNN following her second debate performance. "Especially when people are at 0 or 1% or whatever she might be at. And so, I did expect that I might take hits tonight," she added in apparent dig at Gabbard's lackluster numbers. Harris will face off against the entire top-tier Biden, Warren, and Sanders during the next presidential debate in Houston, Texas, September 12.